views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Silver Gaia Academy, the journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs. We are always evolving as part of the planet. The Silver Gaia Academy is here to help guide you on your spiritual journey. Learn about the Gaia, the mother of Earth, and how even our words can affect the planet and the universe. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess, what it means that we are divine beings, and so much more. We are here to help the planet raise its vibration. Will you rise to the occasion? Now here's your host, Bree.
Welcome everyone to Silver Gaia's show on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us for this hour as we discuss the fifth dimension. Have you noticed that there has been so much fear on the planet right now? And I'm thinking, why? The golden ages are here. Can you breathe in the golden particles? The Christ consciousness is on the planet. My special guest today is Catherine J. Lehman, actress, visionary. She has her own healing center in California. And we're going to be talking about the new energy that's hit the earth. And why are people afraid of the new golden age? The return of Christ consciousness. So Catherine and I will be talking about how the Mother Goddess Gaia worked to help unleash this golden age for this world. Hi, Catherine. How are you doing?
Hi, Bree. Doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I think this is so necessary because the show today, everybody's been talking about, you know, there's so much fear out here. Why are we afraid of this? Why are we afraid of that? And 3 years ago, I was talking about this was going to happen, right? For your true authentic self, you know, and it's like, it's here now.
That's
so
right.
Let's get talking about it and do some teaching.
All right. The fifth dimension hasn't really been a part of this planet for a long, a long time.
Right.
And it kind of went under the waves with Lemuria. And
correct.
Now Lemurian energy is back. And the Atlantean energy is back as well. And so what comes up with that, I think, possibly, this is just coming to me right now, why some people are afraid of it is because they could have easily been a part of that whole process back in the day, so to speak,
right,
back
right.
in those times. And so there is this fear of the golden age coming up again, and oh no, is the earth going to be destroyed? Is all this fear about like the destruction of Atlantis and the destruction of Lemuria, maybe perhaps one avenue of possibility is that. We know it's not going to be, but I'm wondering if some of that fear isn't coming up because people have those ancient buried memories.
Right.
Also, other fear and the hype that's put out, you know, in movies and TV media and all of the, you know, the negative aspects of religion that are, you know, the hellfire and damnation, so to speak.
Right, right. I know I have my memories from being back on Lemuria and the very first time I was there. And that is the fifth dimension that we're sitting on right now. It's
That's
like,
right.
I'm home. Now, how can you be afraid of all that unconditional love that is given to us on this dimension? You know, and there's been such a mass ascension of people leaving the planet that can't handle the energy at the same time.
I know.
It's sad.
The veils between the worlds right now are so thin.
Mm-hmm.
We have assistance from our angels and the archangels and the guides and the masters and our teachers and our higher self and soul and whatever you want to call it. We have more love available to us now than we have had since what, for the last 25,000 years and longer.
Right, right. I mean, what, over 50,000 years ago, Lemuria left.
Right.
And
exactly.
I, you know, we're sitting on from Canada all the way to the Pacific Northwest down to Greece, right? And it's like, we're sitting on that part of it. It's like, wow, it's here. We've been on it the whole time. We just forgot.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, so my thing is we need to explain on how, you know, the Christ Consciousness Source and Gaia work together to bring this back.
Exactly. It has to do with those golden particles, right?
I'm telling you, breathe them in, guys. They're great. Do some prana breathing. If you don't know what that is, bring in some golden particles through the crown chakra, down in past your mind's eye, through the throat, into your past your thymus, in your heart, and breathe in that love.
You know, one of the things that tends to work as a quick kind of centering meditation mm-hmm. is for people to access what is called the Shishumna tube. And that
right.
looks like, I liken it to a PVC pipe about the, you know, an inch in diameter, or maybe 2 inches. But that light, that pipe is going from the top of our crown all the way down through into the earth. It goes, it reaches that, you know, tunnel of light that we hold within ourselves. And to bring in the golden light all the way down,
right.
breathe it in, get all the way down into the center of Gaia, our dearly beloved mother, and then bring up the silver particles from her up and out into the heavens so that we have the gold and the silver, which is the masculine and the feminine, all helping us to awaken and spreading that out through our body. Just imagine it going to every organ, all our nervous system, every aspect. That clears
right.
out far faster than anything. It's very
right.
calm. And in the process of doing that, the biggest key is for people to remember to keep their tongue off the roof of their mouth. Because if the tongue is on the roof of the mouth, the mind is very, very busy. But if the tongue is down and the navel is relaxed, the mind can't go off on a tangent. And then you can just breathe in those particles. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. Last week when you were on the show, I realized I had been doing that. And I was like going, oh, so I've been practicing all week, keeping my tongue down, right? As a, I mean, you know, because I multidimensional travel constantly, right? And I'm so grounded into Gaia that, you know, now it's a willingness. It's not an escape any longer, right? I want to say that right now, because it was easy for me to escape in my multidimensional travel and then facing what was happening out here. But no, I really agree, because keeping the tongue down has kept me grounded even. Because
exactly.
otherwise, my mind goes 50 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. You brought up a very important point that I would like to point out here. You said, you know, it used to be an escape. I remember how I used to do it as a form of escape because I didn't want to be here. It
right.
was too painful, you know. But what I learned, that the pain only increases if we don't get in our body and we don't ground and we don't embrace what's here and start focusing on what is working instead of the addiction to what's not working.
Right. I know that now that I'm comfortable in my body, I'm so much happier now. And I'm
exactly.
glad that, you know, and Gaia actually had to do it, because it was just like one day all of a sudden I wake up, I'm not traveling. And I realized that she shoved in like 50 cent pieces up into my feet, you know, so up into the feet, because I was being too stubborn and this needed to be done. Right. And I was like, no problem. Help me, please. Right. But now I'm so comfortable with being in this body. And now we can share these messages, you know,
exactly.
and be in truth. So how do you
exactly.
teach somebody if you're not grounded yourself?
Right. It's that saying, how do you walk that mystical path with practical
mm-hmm.
feet? Because if
Correct.
It can't be a both and, that's the other thing about the fifth dimension. The fifth dimension is about a both and, whereas the third dimension was it's an either or mentality and
right.
winner takes all mentality, where that no longer, that's what we see crumbling. This winner takes all, either this or that. And now those don't work anymore. Those old paradigms are crumbling. And that's what people are so afraid of, because they're reality that they have been programmed to believe in is beginning to crumble. But if they would just begin to immerse themselves in with these golden particles and with this energy and feel the love, they would realize it's a both and there are different solutions. And it's about all of us. It's about unification and, you know, harmony and diversity and all of that, that unity and diversity rather than winner takes all.
Right, right. No, I agree with that because that unity is so important right now. So it's kind of like I've seen people where they've called and said, look at all the fear on the planet, right? And right now I'm just so focused on that. It's like, quit, stop. Right. Don't worry about everybody else. Take care of yourself. Because as you're bringing out this loving kindness out of yourself, it's going to keep going on and passing forward and going forward and going forward. Do you get what I mean by that?
I do. I do. It's sort of that the 100th monkey phenomenon, you know, that story about the one monkey starts to wash the apple and then other monkeys begin to get curious and join in. And by the time it reaches the 100th monkey, it becomes automatic in the psyche of all the monkeys. And human beings are the same, you know,
right.
Something finally catches on and there are enough people to believe in it, then it starts to take fire. It becomes to be the norm rather than the exception. And that's where we're moving. We're moving into a place of where love is going to be the norm, not
right.
fear. But let me tell you, fear is doing everything it can. The energies that are addicted to fear, the winner-take-all mentality, and I will say this, primarily all politicians, that well, there are two exceptions, they really want to generate that fear mentality.
Right.
And because they feed off of that, that's what makes them money. That's what mm-hmm. makes them, you know, powerful. So that's all changing.
Right.
You know?
Well, right. Right. Well, we have one more minute to break. I want to tell everybody, quit worrying about what the politicians are doing and stuff in some ways, right? I'm not a political person at all, Catherine. Just quit worrying about it. Oh,
me?
I'm so glad to hear that. Because, like, don't
but
worry about
so
it.
People caught up in that right now. And it's like, you know, what do they say when you're on an airplane? Put your own oxygen mask on first.
Right.
And that's what we have to do. We have to take accountability and responsibility for our own evolution, for our own ascension process. We can't be looking to other people to fix it for us. We have to step up to the plate and do it ourselves and join each other and assist each other. But we got to put our oxygen mask on first.
Okay. So let's come back, take a quick break. We'll be back more with Catherine Lehman and the Golden Ages.
Ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker? Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests. as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, well-being.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Catherine, let's talk about the Matrix. We were going to do the Golden Ages, but you got somebody that texted you a question on the Matrix. So let's go for it. Ready?
You got it.
Do you want to explain about the Matrix?
Well, people need to understand that the Matrix is where we're all connected, right?
Right.
And that some people call it Indra's Net. But if they've ever seen the movie The Matrix, that is pretty darn close to truth.
It really is. It really is.
It really is. And that we are actually living in a matrix inside a hologram. Now, if that isn't going to blow some people's minds, I don't know. But what do you think about it?
I think it's absolutely true. I mean, you know, the Earth is a crystal being, right?
Absolutely.
And now that the Christ consciousness is here, we're like in the center of this matrix, right? And it's like twirling all around us and stuff. And it's like all the energy points of the matrix has gone all out and we're in that center. So how can you not be happy?
You know, we are in a new matrix. There was an energy that was there and that left and the new matrix started forming and it's still continuing to build. Mm-hmm. And as our light bodies are beginning to build and, you know, sacred geometry, which I know nothing about, but it's becoming even more important for people to start to understand how the sacred geometry contained within the matrix is actually helping their DNA to reconfigure and turn back on, because our programming was turned off. And and that's what they call the junk DNA. Oh, no, it's not junk at all.
No.
That's where our spiritual and genius mentality, so to speak, really exists. Mm-hmm. That's where the memories of who we really are really exist. And we're back.
I know, isn't it great? I love it. Right. Like I told you 3 years ago, I was saying, you know, I'm a goddess. This is what I'm about. This is what's going to happen, right? And people thought we were really kind of out there, right? And if the listeners could see me taking my fingers around my head like I'm crazy, right? And it's like going, you know what? We weren't crazy. It's here and we're back. And now you're just going to love us for who we are and what we do. And that's why I'm so excited that you joined the Silver Guide team, because you're able to bring out so much information. And we have all these different master teachers now wanting to talk about the Golden Ages. It's like, you know, I was to talk about 3 years ago to help get certain people ready in my area. You're doing it in your area. And everybody's in different areas talking about it now. And they've been talking about it. But now that it's here, you know, our DNA isn't screwed up. It's back.
No. Well, it's back. Yes.
I mean, back but on. Imperfection. But now it's advanced imperfection now.
Well, one of the things, too, that people, I think that starts to make people afraid. This is what I get in my office or on the phone calls. Mm-hmm. People aren't feeling well, like they're getting headaches or they're feeling lethargic or they're feeling, you know, depressed or weepy all the time, and they can't understand why. And then they swing into feeling really happy for no good reason, and they're feeling, you know, on this emotional seesaw. And what I explain to them is that this is collective. This is not personal.
Correct.
And yet it is. But it's affecting the collective. And as our vibrational frequencies change, those frequencies, some of them have to be turned down, like, you know, turning down the volume. And other frequencies then need to be turned up. And that mm-hmm. can cause, that can be hard on the central nervous system particularly. And also the in this new matrix, the gravity force field of Gaia is changing. It's no longer the same. And so we're feeling stretched and pulled and squished and pushed and, you know, tall and short and all other aspects. And so, people, I want you to really know you're not manic, you're not bipolar. There is a spiritual seesaw effect going on, sort of a spiritual manic energy. It's like a seesaw, up and down and up and down, but it's
right.
Normal. And people, if have you noticed this, Bree, that people's psychic abilities, intuition mainly, is really starting to come to the fore.
You know, and that's so true. You know, our mutual friend and stuff, we have, right? And she's a knower. And it was like, it's coming so fast for her. And she goes, how do I know this? I said, you've already known it. You're just awakening up to this. You know, there's not, I can't awaken your knowingness in you. That's something that you have to do.
Right.
You know, and so I did pineal activation, you know, I do those, right, in little Lemurian ways. And that helps it activate and the cellular memory to activate, right, the spiritual blueprint. But all this that's coming out of her right now is like, no, that's wrong. Yes, that's right. And she gets it. And that's what's happened to all of us. I know my ears are ringing so loud right now.
Oh, mine ring.
But you know what?
Constantly.
Right.
Constantly.
And mine has done that, but now they're so loud. And it's like, pay attention, listen to what we're trying to tell you and guide you. You know, we're here to help you. And it's like, just let them ring. If I get a headache, I just ask them to tone it down a little bit. And
that's what I do. Tone it
right.
down.
And then I just go on with my day. You know, as
right.
long as we're listening to what our guides and the angels and ascended masters are trying to teach us. I mean, one of my favorite ones is calling Saint Germain, right?
Oh, yeah.
And oh yeah, and Archangel Susanna Gabrielle, right? And of course, I just call them all, and basically, like, yeah, the Council of Light of Angels, get here now, you know. And that's
right.
one thing people need to realize: that angels are here to help us right now. ET energies, the elves that are walking this earth. We talked a little bit, you know, a while they were talking for a little bit about the elves. I'm going, oh gosh, quit talking about them. Pay attention; they're on the planet helping us.
Right. And, you know, they really can't help us if we don't ask. They need our permission to be able to assist us.
Right.
So to continually remind them to help us out here.
Right. And I've said this before. You know, you call in your guides and you call in your angels and your guardians. Okay. You call them in, but did you tell them what they wanted you to do? Right. And I've seen where different people's, as I have a client in the office or whatever, sometimes I've seen their guides crying because they're not asking.
Exactly.
It's so simple just to ask.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
Can people call you and you can do that light activation over the phone to their pineal gland, or do they need to be physically in your presence?
No, I can do it over on Skype or even on the phone with them.
That's great. That's
yeah.
great.
All of my techniques are from Lemuria, and that's what I come back with, and that's how I do it. I don't do it like anybody else, you know, from a book.
Right, exactly. No, it's that knowing,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's sometimes people will say, how did you know to do that? I go, I don't know, I just knew it. That's the way the energy moved me in the moment. And that's the other thing, too, is that have you noticed that there are no two people that are alike when you're working with them?
That's very true.
So how we work with the matrix or anything else, it's like it's on an individual basis, you know.
Right, right.
I also want to talk a little bit, and we'll go in more depth on another show, but people are also, I just got another text about dreams. People's dreams, you know, especially their night dreams, are starting to really get messages. It's not just stuff from the unconscious processing as much as it used to be. There is a lot of messages coming through the dream time right now. And we need to have our dream time also, you know, we need to put ourselves kind of in a bubble a little bit at night so that we aren't quite so accessible.
Right. So what I've told everybody, to put themselves in a pink bubble.
Right on.
And I've been saying this for years. I mean, like 25 years of it. And put yourself in that pink bubble so you go to sleep in a love state. So you're not coming back with hangovers and feel like you've been drinking all night, you know, and you're getting these messages to download easily and gracefully into you. So you're actually leaving the body, your consciousness is going out to spirit and the guides or wherever you're going, whatever dimension, star beings, you know, galactic, wherever you're going, get your messages and come back. It's really not a dream. You're really going. What do you think about that?
I think there's a lot of that astral travel occurring now more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, we could help people understand that a little more and how to do it, how to be able to access it and guide themselves through the process.
Well, and here's something really simple that has nothing to do with what we're talking about today, but it's just hitting me. I got to tell you this. My husband woke up this morning and he says, I live in a three-story home, right? We're moving our washer upstairs to the main floor. So I don't have to keep going downstairs, and my office is on the main floor. And he goes, I dreamt about the washer and dryer. We need to measure to see if it even is going to fit through the door because we have our brand new set, right? And I went, okay. So when we're, you know, so we'll talk more about that when we get back and come back, all right? We'll see everybody, guys, in a few minutes.
This is Leslie Fontaine. It's always surprising where we feel like a victim. We hate that word, but it's a chance to shift that energy where we want something out there to fix us. We are coming from within with the shift. When we find these spots, we get alarmed, but we can allow Source, our higher self, and our will to change that intention into empowerment. Choose today to allow that. Choose to forgive yourself and choose to be totally responsible. Are you ready to shift into your best life? Visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Dr. Brie Gibbs is a fourth generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Brie works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Brie's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
Sky Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So I want to finish talking about my husband. So right now, with the way that the energy is working, we're able to bring in sleep state messages back. And so as he's measuring the washer and dryer, right, to come to fit through my new laundry room, right? And, you were telling me something on the break about your acting coach. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, well, we were talking about the fact that during dream time, you know, we're traveling all over the place. And I often get people that I work with or friends or family members calling me or seeing me and say, I had a dream with you in it last night. And you came in and helped me out here or did this or gave me a message there. And I wake up in the morning and I go, no wonder I'm so tired. Quite long. But my acting coach called me last week and said, I have something to tell you. He goes, the other night I was at the Hamptons over there on the East Coast, and he was in the Hamptons. He'd get home late. And it was about 2:30 in the morning, and he was walking through the woods. And he was just kind of taking some deep breaths and trying to, you know, calm down before he went to bed. And he just kept walking and walking. And then all of a sudden, he stopped and he turned around and he said, Catherine, I felt like it was Hansel and Gretel. He goes, I was complete dark and I didn't know where I was. And I started to panic and all of this started to happen. He goes, and then I looked at this one tree and he goes, have you ever seen a face on a tree? And I said, oh, yeah. And He goes, well, this tree had sort of a reddish glow to it. And he said, all of a sudden, your face appeared on the tree and you talked to me and helped guide me out of those woods back home. You just said, you're not lost. Keep on walking. Go this way. And he goes, and I got home just fine. I went, well, there you have it. So, you know, who knows what people are doing in their dream time. Set your intention to be a in the world, you know, where are you needed? You know, you can even go for a little R&R, you know, I'd like to go to Tahiti and be on the beach for a while and take,
I keep taking myself up to the mountains, you know, it's like, get me in the snow. I'll be happy. Just away from everything, but no, that's very true. So if we're going to sit there and set our intentions, what's a way for them to set their intentions properly for themselves?
Well, first of all, they have to put everything in the now language.
Right.
It's I want to, or I will, or any of that. It's like, I am now, because the two words I am are the most powerful creation words. Right. Those are the words that started all of creation. And so whatever we follow after the words I am is what we're putting into motion. So I am doing this, I am here, I am receiving that, whatever it may be. I am now receiving the golden particles of light that help me to walk more harmoniously, happily, easily on the planet. You know, those are our intentions. I am now, in, you know, moving into the dream time to be ever more present with the soul of who I am and understand who I am when I come back to my waking state. Mm-hmm. Because we are multidimensional people.
Right,
you know?
Right. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah. Our soul can't possibly fit in these little bodies. You know, it's like it's too large for that. So it's off doing other things as well.
Right, right. I know some of my past lives, and I told people, just call upon them. They'll be there. Right. Because we can be in 50,000 places at one time.
Exactly. You know,
it's not just here at the present. We can come and go somewhere. I'll get a feeling that all of a sudden I have this feeling I need to check out what's happening in India or something, right? And a part of me, consciousness will leave and come back, and, oh, there's a problem, and take care of it as a planetary worker.
Right.
You know, those are things to do. But now with the golden age here, it's so much easier.
Yes,
it's like
it
a
is.
Quick snap. I'm able to do my job. All of a sudden, I hear this feeling, and I hear this noise in my head, and I'm going, okay, I got to listen to buzzing, right?
Right.
It's like, okay, I'm listening. I'm taking a deep breath, bringing in the golden particles. And I go, okay, I need to help that person with this. And then I call the person, and I said, I got this message. And that's what's really changed. Because before we get kind of feelings like something's going on, maybe I'll say with you, something's going on, Catherine, I should give her a call. You know, just that kind of intuition feeling.
Right.
But yesterday, I started getting the message to call a person. And they really heighten our abilities with being on the fifth dimension now.
Exactly. And there's no turning back.
No.
People have called me and said, or emailed me and said, how can I turn this off or how can I turn it down because it doesn't feel good? And I'm going, yeah, your first day in kindergarten didn't feel so good. You know, it's like the scare going away from home, but it's great. It's wonderful. And you can't turn it off. You can't turn it down. Believe me, I tried. From the age of 9 until I was 27, I tried, or 26, 27, I tried turning it off. And it caused all kinds of physical, emotional, and mental imbalances for me.
Right,
and
right.
Once I got the teachings again in Scotland, I stumbled into that. And, you know, it's always divine intervention. I say I stumbled in. It was more like I was shoved through the door and I didn't even know what this place was. And then I started accepting who I am and turning things around. It's so much better. And I, you know, yes, yeah, some days it was like, okay, can I turn the switch off for a little bit? Cause I need to rest, you know,
No,
you know, but no, you can't, you just can't.
No, can't. I've asked like, source and the mother goddess Gaia, you know, and asked them, you know, can I take a day off at least, right? And so they've let me take a day off in the now, but a sleep state was a whole nother story.
Exactly.
But I had that day off at least during the day.
Right.
You know, where I could just be me, clean my house, be in the now. And that's one thing that's really important I want to bring up is with this beautiful, beautiful dimension that we're on now, and we call a dimension as a third dimensional being talking, right? But we all need to remember we're spiritual beings and magical beings in these bodies. And, you know, right now is a, for me, is the greatest time that we can be in, because it's like we're starting Lemuria all over again, bringing up dimension after dimension after dimension. The planet's going to be fine. Everybody needs to quit worrying about the planet. Just take care of yourselves. And do it in a love state.
Right. Because the more we take care of ourselves, the more we take care of the planet.
We find
it as a natural. We want to. We want to be more compassionate and more loving. And let me tell you, the mama we're standing on, she doesn't want us on here. She'll kick us off with no problem. You know?
Do you think that has something to do with a lot of people that are transitioning off the planet in the last couple of years? Do you think that has something to do with it?
How do you mean that?
Okay, so I've known for years that this big transition was going to happen, where people were, the planet was going to raise the vibration, and there was going to be a mass ascension of people leaving the planet. And even though we know that's part of their journey, just as our, we're doing our journey, right? Do you think that has some of it, or maybe God's guy has said, enough, it's time for you to leave, you come back later?
What kind of analogy? Okay, well, I think those people know it's time for them to leave. Their souls agreed to be here up until this point.
Right.
And now it's time to go. They may be workers that end up on the other side. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to get their healing and turn around and be assistants to those of us that are left here. So I think it's all part parcel of what's going on. I do think when there is a mass exodus, that I think there is a cleansing from the mother that's occurring. It's not a punishment. It's
no.
Like when there was a tsunami a few years ago, and when we got hit with a solar wind, and mm-hmm. 240,000 people died.
Right.
You know, that's because the earth is shifting. It's not because oh, that's a bad community, and mother was trying to clean herself off.
No.
You know, so you just never know what's going to happen, you know, how.
Right. And the one thing I want to let everybody know, that we make soul agreements how long we're going to be here. And some people have decided not to take the exit window stay on the planet. And so, you know, even though people are like, wow, all these people are dying. It's like, wait a minute, they're ascending to a higher vibration. You know, you have to look at the positive side of that. Yes, as, you know, us, we get sad, we lose our brothers, sisters, friends, right?
And right.
But you know what's been really nice for me is I had a really good friend that died a few years ago. Stephen left the planet. I should say transitioned off the planet properly. But and I always said smell her. My mom comes in. I can smell my mom, you know, and so they're with us doing their job on the other side, but yet can come back in. And so that's kind of cool for them to be able to do that for us, right? And give us guidance.
Right. And when people are really looking, sometimes they're lost and feel that they can't tune in themselves, and they need somebody else to assist them. When that, you and I are both here to be able to help them do that.
Right.
Know?
No, that's very true. So, so let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Catherine and myself and the Silver Gaia Academy.
To Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get your monthly dose of self-awareness and mindfulness. Learn spiritual regeneration with visionary leader David Karsher. In Becoming a Sun Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Explore the unknown regions of the emotional experience and set them free with David. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Sun Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womanofwisdom.org. That's womanofwisdom.org.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%?
Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
You can now join Dr. Bree Gibbs and the Silver Gaia Academy for an all-new inspirational and educational show, the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Bree and master teachers on a journey to Gaia. We are always evolving as individuals and the planet. The Silver Gaia Academy is here to help guide and teach you how to raise your spiritual vibration. Will you rise to the occasion?
How would you like to release your stress and let go of your anxiety, fear, depression, or even physical pain? How would you like to feel more relaxed, more confident, and experience more success in all areas of your life? Dave Dodge from Stress Buster Radio has a number of cutting-edge methods that will help you do just that. For more information on how Dave can help you release stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions available.
Welcome back, everyone. We were laughing during the break, so we just got Catherine kind of laughing. So, Catherine, let's talk about the retreat that you are doing. I'm going to be part of. Let's talk about that.
Well, this is going to be July 21st to the 28th, and I'm going to tell people they need to get on board with it really quick if they're considering doing it. It's going to be in Mount Shasta, California, and Mount Shasta is the highest energy vibration vortex right now on the planet. Their water is also the highest energy possible to take in. And we're going to be going to vortexes. We're going to be communicating interdimensionally with the Telos community. And if anybody's interested, they can read the book Telos by Diane Robbins at dianerobbins.com. We are going to be going to many sacred sites. We are going to be doing DNA activation. We are going to be having an amazing processing at night. We are just going to also have organic food and have it catered. It's going to be an amazing trip. We are going to go to some of the, we're going to try and actually get up to a very sacred site that actually has a glacier in it. And it looks like in this glacier, there is water coming out that what they say is the source of the mother, the divine feminine.
Right.
So, you know, there are so many things we're going to be doing. So I'm really looking forward to it. People can find that on my website, evolutionarysoulpsychic.com. There's also KatherineLehman.com, but if you go to Evolutionary Soul Psychic, you'll also see that we're going to be getting into people's Akashic records up there and helping them with their Akash.
I am so excited about that part.
Right. And people can call me now and start working with their Akashic records. I put a little blog on it today on the website, you know, doing readings and channeling archangels and guides, and particularly the Divine Mother. Right. That's what I love doing the most.
And we so appreciate that.
Thank you. So there's all kinds of things going on, and it looks like there may even be in North Carolina this year a healing heart retreat where you actually get to come for a whole weekend and spend the weekend in the lap of the Divine Mother. So that is very, very transformative. Each person gets an individual healing from her during that time, and the whole collective is a part of it. And people have been coming to that retreat, Bree. Some of those people have been coming off and on to that retreat for 20 years. They keep coming
because
They just love the unconditional love and the feeling that they get. It's all part of the ascension process.
Right.
It's all part of that process. Yeah.
Right. Well, the one thing I want to talk about, Mount Shasta, that's going to be such an amazing retreat. But the one thing everybody needs to remember, the ET energy is there.
Thank you. That's my biggest reason for going.
How do you not want to be around the ET energy? Come on.
I know. These ETs are wonderful, loving. I have a particular one that I am now current, who showed up on Friday.
Oh, wow.
And he is now going to be very consistent with me and starting to give messages about how we can be in this fifth dimension a lot more comfortably, what to look out for. He delivered his first message, like I said, on Friday. And, you know, the last time we were there, there was actually an ET, a spaceship, a sighting of a UFO. Right. We could see them at night. And it's very exciting. We saw the lights a lot, and we had some amazing experiences. I'm going to be posting some pictures.
Good.
Not actual UFOs, but of some of the pictures of the people on the retreat, what happened, and what happened with our cameras, and, you know, the fairies and the Deva Kingdom and all of that, what they were doing. So it was.
Oh, wow.
But the ETs are my buddies. I've been involved with ETs since I was a little girl. And have had my own experiences, both with, you know, the blessings, and then, you know, also having been abducted once. So
wow. Will you be sharing about that up there during the retreat?
Yes, I will share it during the retreat. It's not something I want to share on air.
Oh, no, air. No.
Yeah,
no.
Because it's for a very private group. But yes, it is. Yes.
I know when I had some ET energy come to me, and that's something I won't do on the air either and stuff, but it's been a blessing. And I have a guide that's always with me on the ET side, and he is always with me, and he's helped me through a lot of stuff since 2008.
You know, I've helped a lot of people that come in, especially women who feel like when they were abducted, they ended up having hybrid children because their eggs were taking, that sort of stuff. I've actually seen a hybrid child when I was at a UFO conference. She looks very different. Yeah, I have seen her. I saw her from across the room and the distance. So there's a lot to this, and they are our brothers and sisters, you know?
Right. And we come from starseed system also.
Absolutely.
So it's like, we're just put in this third dimensional body, you know, for people to see us who we look like today, right? But it's funny because I've had people say to me, have you lost some weight? Maybe 3 pounds in the last few months, a couple months, right? I'm going, they said, you look like you lost weight. They're seeing us in our light bodies now. They're the ones that can see that.
Right. Absolutely. I think it's going to be quite the experience. There are people who went last year that are coming back again because they feel like they need to deepen. The energies there are amazing. And people will experience more of an integration of who they really are while they're there. I mean, soul contact.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we'll be meeting with Diane, too. I'm going to take the group to meet Diane Robbins.
That is people need to know that is an amazing honor that people are going to be able to meet Diane Robbins if you have not met her doctor.
I'm going to tell people go to her website, not go to Amazon because she's not represented well there, but to go to her website, Diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, Robbins. She's got a lot of great books. And I really am looking forward to taking a group there to meet her again.
Right. And if you have any Lemuria connection, get a hold of the store, the Andarian crystals. I mean, the Andarian crystals. Oh, my gosh. One is a root beer color. One is a seafoam green color. I have one of each. And I'm going to tell you what. I meditate with the green one, and it pulls me into the crystal. And I was like, I love this. I'm home. We got a couple minutes left. Is there anything more you'd like to add where they can contact you?
Well, they can call me. They can go to my website. My phone number is on my website, or I can say at 951-313-8541. Again, that's 951-313-8541. Or go to evolutionarysoulpsychic.com and see that I'm here, Skype or phone, to do readings, to work with some healing energies, and to get into the Akash and find out what's really going on.
Right, right, right. That's good. And so what I'd like everybody to know is you and I will be up there having some fun in July. So get a hold of Catherine. Get your deposits in, guys. There's a limited seating. You want to make sure you are in. This is one you don't want to miss, and especially if you're going to have the honor to meet Diane. I mean, she's got what? Telos, Hollow Earth.
The stations, the tree people, the crystal kingdom.
Right.
And get on her website and get her monthly channeling newsletter.
All right. Well, we need to thank you so much. We need to go. I mean, we could go on forever, ever, but thank you, Catherine. And we'll see everybody again on the Silver Gaia Academy.
Thank you so much, Bree.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Silver Gaia Academy, The Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs. Teachings that reach far beyond our Earth dimension and raise the spiritual vibration of the planet. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday to Bree and master teachers who have dedicated their lives to these teachings. For more information about the Silver Gaia Academy and Bree Gibbs, visit silvergaia.net.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.